Hey friend, are you looking for episodes that dive deep into your Enneagram type? Or are you searching for faith-based insights that transform your life? With over 300 episodes on the Simply Wholehearted podcast, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But don't worry, friend, I've got you covered. Introducing the curated, personalized podcast playlist that is just for you based on your Enneagram type. So get your copy to help you continue your path of self-discovery and spiritual growth. You can get it at simplywholehearted.com or just click the link in the show notes to get your personalized playlist. And let's continue on this transformative journey together. We are all bent away from God's loving presence. We have come up with our own self-help solution. They're idols, right? We have tried these solutions and they don't work. We often don't see what we're doing and we can get ourselves stuck in destructive habits. But by relying on the Spirit of Jesus through the insights of the Enneagram, we can grow in God's grace. This means that as we stay rooted in Christ, we should then also go out and explore the tools of wisdom and share the good news. So, regardless of behavior or beliefs of those around us, and maybe other teachers who teach about the Enneagram, we can carry and share God's loving presence. And this is why, as a Christian Enneagram coach, I choose to infuse every piece of knowledge with the intention to connect with the Lord, our Savior. Hi, my name is Amy Wicks, and I love to talk about the gospel message your heart was created to hear. I'm a Christian Enneagram coach for moms who loves to share resources which help you be confident that you are the best mom for your kids. I'm a mountain mama who somehow ended up on a cul-de-sac in the Midwest. I was overwhelmed by motherhood, and I struggled to understand my true motivations. But the Lord didn't let me stay there. He helped me turn those challenging moments of motherhood into a wholehearted decision to get intentional with my faith, my marriage, and my kids. I share a brokenhearted perspective with story, but with wholehearted purpose and plans so you can live a life full of courage and abundance. Think of this podcast as your on-the-go mom pal and friend who can't help but talk about Jesus and the Enneagram. So get to that pile of laundry, or hit the treadmill, or load up the kids in the car for that grocery run. Get ready to be encouraged and challenged while you listen. This is the Simply Wholehearted Podcast. On this episode, we will focus on the top three reasons Christians can use the Enneagram. If you missed the first two in this series, you can find them listed as part one and part two right here on whatever podcast platform that you are using. But before we get started, let's remember to hold the two intentions I have mentioned before. First is curiosity before judgment. And second, disagreement with dignity. So, how can we use the Enneagram in a way that is pure and honorable and doesn't open us up to things not of the Spirit? Or how can Christians use the Enneagram? I'll be sharing my top three reasons. And of course, listen all the way through till the end because I will save the best for last. How we as Christ followers can use the Enneagram is because we as Christ followers walk in and with the power of the Holy Spirit. It is Christ's protection and empowerment that gives us freedom to use the Enneagram. The Spirit that we have in us is the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead and has given us authority over what influences us and even comes into our mind. A couple of teachings that I'd like to refer to. First is 2 Timothy 1:7. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but instead of power, love, and a sound mind. The second is from 1 John 4:4. He who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And that means we don't have to be afraid of being taken over by darkness if we are rooted in the love of Christ. And one of my favorites comes from Romans 8:38. You might know this well. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of Christ. It means nothing. And we have authority over all powers of darkness. Now, this doesn't mean we recklessly adopt teaching or practices, but it does mean we walk with spiritual protection and we have influence over the information that we will consume, as well as what we share with each other. The good news here is we have influence. And that takes me back to the better questions Christians should be asking themselves when it comes to the Enneagram. And that is, who is teaching you about the Enneagram? The second reason Christians can use the Enneagram is that Jesus is the Redeemer of all things, and he calls us into the discovery to understand ourselves so we can find ourselves rooted in Christ. One of my favorite passages recently has been Acts 17:26 through 30. And I'm just going to flip my Bible open here to read that passage to you today and share with what I interpreted that and what it means in light of the Enneagram. Paul is speaking to the leaders of Athens, and he is pointing out the true character of the real God compared to all the idols that they have surrounding him. And so Paul says, from one man, Adam, he made every man and woman and every race of humanity. So that means made in the image of God, right? He set the boundaries of people and nations, determining their appointed times in history. That includes us as well. But he has done this so that every person would long for God, feel their way to him, and find him, for he is the God who is easy to discover. It is through him that we live and function and have our identity, just as your own poets have said, our lineage comes from him. Now, since our lineage can be traced back to God, how could we even think that the divine image could be compared to something made of gold, silver, or stone, or sculpted by man's artwork or clever imagination? In the past, God tolerated our ignorance of these things, but now the time of deception has passed away. He commands us all to repent and to turn to God. So, a lot like I shared in the second video, this is the way we can look at the Enneagram from a Christian world point of view. We are all bent away from God's loving presence. We have come up with our own self-help solution. They're idols, right? We have tried these solutions and they don't work. We often don't see what we're doing, and we can get ourselves stuck in destructive habits. But by relying on the Spirit of Jesus through the insights of the Enneagram, we can grow in God's grace. This means that as we stay rooted in Christ, we should then also go out and explore the tools of wisdom and share the good news. So, regardless of behavior or beliefs of those around us, and maybe other teachers who teach about the Enneagram, we can carry and share God's loving presence. And this is why, as a Christian Enneagram coach, I choose to infuse every piece of knowledge with the intention to connect with the Lord, our Savior. And this leads me to the top reason Christians can use the Enneagram. It helps us appreciate God's presence and His character. You will find Enneagram teachers who focus on spirituality, but not on our relationship with Christ. Sadly, even some Christian Enneagram teachers do this. One of the insights I teach is using examples from the Gospels. I show how Jesus embodies each personality type in its perfection. So the primary reason to learn any personality system is to grow in our love for the Lord Jesus and to learn from him and how to better serve God with our lives. I think the Enneagram can help us make space to hear from and worship God when we remember how short we fall of the mark and that we are completely reliant on God's grace, which he continues to offer those who believe in him. In light of this grace, we can begin to uncover our motivations. God cares about the motivations of our heart. Even the good things are meaningless unless our intention and motivations are pure. So, how can we do that unless we understand what our motivations are? The Enneagram will help you know yourself better and give you a path to trade your destructive patterns, unhealthy motivations, and be transformed into the likeness of Christ. God is the creator of our personalities, and he perfectly embodies the perfection of all 9 characteristics. And no other belief system can lay claim to this truth. Each time I sit down to learn more or to teach or to coach, I am reminded how beautifully unique every person is and the incredible variety of each personality type out there. The multifaceted character of God will take a lifetime and all of eternity to explore. So these are the reasons I believe and can confidently say Christians can use the Enneagram. If you are still curious about how to use this amazing resource, I'd love to continue the Enneagram journey with you. And we can do that two ways. You can get my free gift and ebook specifically created for moms. The Enneagram for Moms ebook can be found at the links in the show notes. And you can even book a free 15-minute discovery call if you want to learn more about how to flourish in your God-given personality. And if this podcast series helped you, please share it with a friend that you know might benefit from this information. Just click the share button and you can send it directly by text message. So, until next time, continue to pursue God's perspective, purpose, and plans for a simply wholehearted life.